We are continuing and getting closer to the great simcha of Purim, the refreshing, renewing our appreciation of how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us and cares for us under all circumstances. And together with that, we're in its eis tzara le'Yaakov, terrible tzara. We don't know where we're heading. And here we're continuing the next pasuk after with the psukim, b'mechazik us to pay attention about our own lives, how Hashem was with us from the day we were born, from the day we were conceived. Hashem was with us with all kind of other miracles that Klai Yisrael went through. But right now, it's Eis Tzara. And that's what Esther Malka is saying. Al tilchak mimenu ki tzara kroiva ki ein oizer. Please, Hashem, don't distance yourself from me. The danger is so close. There's no one to help me. Chazal say that Esther said this. She was going from one room to the next till she was about to approach the room where the throne of Ahasuerus was, where it was prohibited to enter without being invited. And as she was getting closer, she said, "Tzara kroiva, I'm aware that there's a very, very serious tzara." And the psukim afterwards describe, "Sivavuni porim rabim, abirei boshen kisruna." I was surrounded by these wild animals, powerful animals. Chazal says it's representing the family of Ahasuerus, the family of Haman. They were all waiting, cheering her on, kilu, that go, you'll be finished. Potzu lai p'em, ari yitoyre v'shoyeg. They opened their mouth to me just like a lion who is about to tear apart its prey. I'm like that prey. K'mayim nishpachti, spodu kol atzmoisim. My whole body is just melting down. My bones are loosening from one another. Libi kadoineg, nomes b'toich meyo. My heart is like wax and is melting away. Yovish kecheres koichi l'shoyin medu b'mal koichi. My mouth is dried also from fear. My tongue stuck to my palate. Lava moves tish b'teini. I'm getting closer to the earth of death being put into the ground. Once again surrounded now by dogs, represents Amalek, it's like a dog. Ari, the lion, is the king, is Ahasuerus. Once again, Asabakol, Atzmoisa, Hema, Yabitu, Yirubi. They're looking at me, counting all my bones to see how they're going to just be a pile of bones. Yichalkub, Godai, Lohem, Alavushi, Yapil, Goyril. They're already looking for my garments, my royal garments, how they're going to split it up between themselves and take it for themselves. This is another part of Bitochen. A person has to be realistic. Bitochen does not mean to say everything will be all right and make believe nothing's happening. A person has to be honest. Yes, the situation is very dangerous. It is something that should cause a tremendous amount of fear and trepidation. And I'm honest about it, because Bitochen is being honest, being true. I know that the situation is dangerous. But together with that, after saying this whole thing about being surrounded by the Rishon who just wanted her to be finished off, the Ahasuerus people, the Haman people, Ata Hashem al tirchak. I know you, Hashem, Yudke Vovke, Rachmim, Rachmim of Hashem, you will not distance yourself from me. It's true, the tzara is kroiva, the danger is close. But so is HaKadosh Baruch Hu close. Eyolusi, Lezrosi Chusha. You are the only one who I rely on, and you are the one who's going to bring me my salvation. And I'm praying that it should happen soon. The Sakona is soon, but the salvation can also be soon. And that's the chizik we have. Just remind ourselves what Esther Malka went through. It was going through her mind that this very dangerous act of approaching Ahasuerus. But together with that, she strengthened herself. I see what's going around me. I see everybody's just waiting for me to go. But I know you are with me, and I'm going to rely on you. And that's going to bring the Siyata Shemaya. This is the world we're living in. The whole world is up against us. Baruch Hashem, Klal Yisrael made a tremendous rebound after the Holocaust. And we're such a great nation. Be'ikah beruchnias, but even in Gashmias, we became such a powerful, advanced nation that all the nations could look up to. But instead of that, they're all looking down at us. They all want the destruction of the Jewish nation. They're calling us all the different, the worst names that one can call anybody else. But that's the nature of the goyim. Esav Soin is Yaakov. But we have to remind ourselves that does not shake us up. That doesn't deter us. We don't focus on that because that's not what it's important. Important is to recognize Hashem Yudke Vovke of Harachmim Al Tirchak. You will not go away from me. I know you're with me. El Yolusi. Anything that I need in life is from you. And Yitz Hashem will use this event of Purim to bring us closer to our own Purim, our own Yeshua. Shiyova b'mehera v'yameinu.